This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour already of the Jesse Kelly Show, but don't worry. We will be here tomorrow knocking out not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 days of work in a row this week. Don't forget, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email the show your questions now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Speaking of the system taking care of its own, it's not just Lori Lightfoot and going to Harvard. This story dropped yesterday. I didn't even have a chance to get to it. Chesa Boudin. I don't even know if I'm saying that weird name right, but Chesa Boudin, he was the DA of San Francisco. You should know that his parents were terrorists. I write about this in the Anti-Communist Manifesto. It's just a part of the book, how these terrorists ended up getting all these positions of, quote, respectability in society instead of going to prison. Now, it really is amazing when you go through the history of communism here. Anyway, you can buy that at jessekellybook.com. But the guy comes up, parents were terrorists, comes up, ends up being DA of San Francisco. And remember, they're not, quote, soft on crime DAs. That is the lame, pathetic, standard right-wing talking point people use. Soft on crime DAs. They're DAs who want rapists to rape more. They want murderers to murder more. They want thieves to steal more because they want civil unrest. They want angst. They want chaos. They want everything on fire because this is still the revolution phase for the communists. And communists have always thrown the jails open for that reason, because they destabilize the society when you let violent criminals out. They're not soft on crime DAs. They're pro-violence communists. Call them whatever you want. That's what they are. So that's what he was. He gets himself recalled in San Francisco. Does Chesa Boudin, does he have to go update his resume? Oh, no. Chesa Boudin will now be working at one of the most prestigious law schools in America, Berkeley Law. Their new Criminal Law and Justice Center. He is the founding executive director. You see, that's what I mean by the system taking care of its own. Let's get to a couple emails before we get to your animal calls. Dear geographically inept menu whisperer, your critique of sandwiches notwithstanding, please check your map again. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Midwest, really? Why not throw in a Midwest barbecue critique of North Carolina and Tennessee? I love you anyway, despite your snub of Denver on the book tour. He puts tour in quotes. Okay, it's a whole week. It's a tour of the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com. And his name is Chris. Okay, Ohio is the Midwest. Pick up a map. I would consider Pennsylvania the Midwest, too. What do you think? The Midwest is one state? It's more than Indiana. It's an area. Is Ohio not Midwest? Am I wrong on that? What do you mean? Why are you doing that thing with your hands, Michael? It is Midwest. It is. Pennsylvania is, too. You guys don't know what you're talking about. You guys are stupid. Tony in Tennessee, go.
Hey, Jesse, Gunny here. I think the worst way to die in the world would be bitten by a hemihabu in Okinawa, Japan. You get necrosis at the bite mark where everything starts dying. Your extremity swells up where you've been bitten to the point of splitting to the bone like an overripe watermelon. You suffer a hypertension. So you feel like everything's just going to implode or explode, and you vomit extremely until you die.
Daggone, Gunny.
If you don't get,
I remember that they warned us when we were just doing training in Japan. They warned us about the habu, and if I remember right, again, don't quote me on this. I did the whole show from the top of my head. I believe the habu was in Vietnam as well, and we lost guys to that in Vietnam as well. A moment, Chris.
check and make sure that I'm right about that. That Habu Viper that it's in Vietnam. I think it was the one that I, from my Vietnam books that I've read, I think that's the one those guys were warning about a lot. I mean, any one of these snake bites, any sting that's poisonous, that's not good. Yes, Chris, that's the same Habu Viper that was in the sake that I took the shot of with my friends that I ended up giving back. Ended up giving that one back. Jay in Denver, go.
Hey, being stomped to death by a moose, they'll rip your guts out right when they come to you. They just put their foot right in your guts and just rip you apart, man.
That is an excellent one, Jay, and it's one people don't know about. You see, people who don't grow up around animals or educated by animals, what they get is you get a very Disney version of animals, and you get a picture version of animals. And a moose is a great example of this. When you look at a moose, it's kind of big, dumb, and ugly looking, and kind of cute. If we're being honest, it's got that big fat snout, and you look at a moose and you think, oh, it's like a big horse. I bet we can snuggle. And people do not understand, one, how big they are. They are gigantic, well over 1,000 pounds. That's one. Two, how nasty and violent they are. You know wolves, right? And again, this is another thing people get wrong. Wolves. You can't imagine how big wolves are. Big and violent. You picture them like dogs or coyotes. They're enormous. The ones my parents have to kill on their, it's legal. They have a ranch up in Montana, and they're running cattle all the time, and the wolves are always trying to kill their cows and kill their horses. So you have to call, I forget who they have to call for it, but you have to have someone come out and kill the wolves for you before they kill your animals. And they're always allowed to take pictures of them and tag them when they're done. And they'll text me these pictures of the wolves that are after their cows. My old man's 6'4", 6'5", 240, 250. That wolf is my dad's size. They are huge. Well, anyway, back to the moose. The wolves will attack moose as well. I don't know. What's the plural of moose, Chris? Meese? I think it's meese. I think it's mooses. Meese. We're going to go with meese. I like meese. Meese is better, Chris. I don't care what you say it is. Anyway, so there's a whole herd of meese out there. No, seriously. The wolves will attack a moose. Because wolves are such great killing machines and they're so smart, they can kill anything, really anything, and they can. But they will find them out in the wild in Montana and other places where those two species live together. They will find wolves freaking mangled. The moose, it will rear up on its back legs, and like Jay pointed out, they will stomp you. They can kind of almost like a stomp is probably the best way to describe it. I almost called it a kick. I mean, it sounded like they're doing a karate kick, but it is kind of like that. They'll cave your skull in, and they're mean, big, and mean, and nasty. So what, Chris? Chris thinks the bear is worse. Okay, look, we're probably splitting hairs here. I would argue the bear would not be worse. I understand getting buried alive for 2 days is probably not ideal, but at least with the bear, there's a chance, whether he did it on purpose or not, that I'm going to receive an injury that will bleed me out, that is a fatal injury. And in the course of him smacking me around and biting my head, he could easily get the jugular like that, and I'm gone in a minute or two. I understand the moose has to do a head blow, Chris, to have it be fast, but anywhere else on the body besides the head, what you've done is it's an impact injury. Now I have bones broken. There are internal organs that are turned. I can almost feel it now. I'm basically there. I'm fighting a moose in my mind. I would probably win, but I'm mangled beyond belief internally. Have you ever been punched in the liver? Anyone who's been in a fight has been punched or kicked in the liver before. Dude, it hurts when people get to your organs, man. It hurts bad. I'm serious. I think a moose might be worse than a bear. I'm serious. Well, look, we're going to keep tackling these tough issues. It's a good night for it. I want to tackle this stuff because it's my show and I like screwing off sometimes. We're doing more of these when I get back. We will make fun of Disney real quick for the woke stuff, but then we're going to get back to this. Now, always remember, no matter what the conversation is, whether it's serious or animal talk, you get a bonus when you call into the show on a Pure Talk phone. You get whatever soundboard sound you would like at the time because I appreciate you not funding communism. When you have Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, you are paying somebody every month to crap on you in your country. It's crazy to me that people still do this when Pure Talk is out there. They save you a fortune. They're a patriotic company. CEO fought for this freaking country. They love America so much, the customer service is based in America, and they speak English, and they're pleasant. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. You keep your phone number. Keep your phone. You just pick up your cell phone, and you dial #250, and you say Jesse Kelly. Look, it's that or get eaten by a bear. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk, and switch tonight. All right? We'll be back with Disney and animals next.
Inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get back to the animal talks, let's talk about commies for a minute and communism. And I apparently this is going to be old soft Jesse night. Do you know that on occasion I will feel sympathy for communists? And this is what I, let me explain. There are two paths to being a communist. Two paths, only two.
Virtually never does it go through some normal, hardworking, middle-class family. It's almost always the uber-wealthy. They always lead the movement because they'll always be the ones with the power in the end. And then there are the uber-poor who are not in a great situation in their lives. And along comes this religion that tells them they've been wronged, they've been cheated, they should have as much stuff as everyone else should have. They've been oppressed. And I sympathize with that person. And this is one of the reasons I sympathize with it. Think of the most evil religion in the history of the world. That would be communism, in my opinion, but there are many. Now, think of signing up for that religion, thinking in the end something will be better for you. But little did you know, the religion you just signed up for, it will eat you too, because it's a religion of death. It's a demonic religion of destruction, and it ruins everything. It kills everybody. Everybody. In the end, everyone goes down. Everybody. And I think about this sometimes. The headline from today is Disney movie criticized for not talking about slavery enough. Apparently, Disney remade The Little Mermaid, and The Little Mermaid's black. Surprise, surprise. Everyone has to be black now. The Little Mermaid's black in the movie. And, okay, so Disney decided they were going to go for more social justice points and throw a black Little Mermaid. I don't think it's at the end of the world that The Little Mermaid's black. It's just, now that it's so forced, everyone rolls their eyes because everyone knows why you did it. It's the fact that it's forced that it matters. It's the freaking Little Mermaid. It's not like I give a crap. But everyone kind of rolled their eyes. Okay, but it's standard Disney stuff. So you didn't go. I didn't go because we don't fund Disney, right? But Disney, they of course went commie with it, but not commie enough, you see. You see, they didn't focus, and I'm not making this up, they didn't focus on the horrors of slavery enough for the other communists, and so they're taking criticism there. Target recently. You know, Target's one of the most evil corporations in this country. They are. They have been for some time. Everyone's waking up to that fact now. Now that they're selling chest binders and packing underwear. Blech, it's disgusting. Now that they're doing that, everyone's starting to wake up. But Target's lost billions. $10 billion by last count since they started all this pride crap. They're just, people are done. And they're not going. So Target, in some stores, mainly southern stores, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, places like that. They started taking all these rainbow displays they had right up front and center, just putting it right in your face, and they started stashing them in the back. Hey, we're going to keep it, but let's go, but we'll put it in the back corner. Target's now getting death threats by the LGBTQ demon mob. Not from the right, from the demon mob. I do, on occasion, feel sympathy for the poor idiot communist who doesn't know any better. He doesn't know that he's signed up for nothing but misery. He genuinely doesn't know. And I hope he finds out before he ruins it for all of us. But every now and then, I do feel bad for him. I do. All right. Mike in Mississippi, speaking of Mississippi, what's the worst animal way to die?
Well,
I hate that you started the show perpetrating a lie about we're going to get AC pins and T-shirts and charity, because we've been begging for What Chris T-shirts for, what, 3 years now? And you hadn't jumped on that horse either. But anyway, Anaconda is the worst way to die. I watched a some kind of documentary that those jokers jump out of trees and land on you, knock you out, and then they coil around you and squeeze you to death. And then, well, they squeeze you to break your bones up, and then they swallow you whole. And then you could still be alive inside an anaconda. How terrible is that?
Okay, I didn't know they jumped out of trees at you. That's one. Two, I'll address Mike's vicious slander when it comes to the merch here in a moment. But I didn't know they jumped out of trees. I did watch a documentary one time about this Brazilian. There were these construction workers, and they were just taking a midday nap. This is kind of how they do it in Latin America a bunch. They were taking a midday nap, and they were doing a construction project, and they all kind of scattered. And one of their boys just went and lay down and leaned up against a tree. And I think it was a 25-foot anaconda, while he was asleep, just simply wrapped him up. And he woke up to dying. He woke up to dying. That sounds horrible. And I told you, my oldest son, look, don't blame me for this. I'm not going to be shouted at for this, okay? I didn't do this. My oldest son, he has a snake. All right, he has a python. He wanted one forever. We demanded that he make the honor roll. I forget how many times in a row. And the freaking kid did it. And so now we went out and we got him a python. This is a year or two ago. And I don't ever have to see it. I don't ever have to think about it. I'm not scared of snakes, but I didn't want a snake. So I do watch it eat. That's why I brought this up. And I will tell you, you have to get it. Well, at least we get for his python. We have to go down and get a live rat. The wife is an animal lover freak, and I mean freak. She won't be in the house when they feed it. And there's this special tank where you put the python in. You take him out of his little closed-in enclosure, and you put him in this glass tank, and then you just drop the rat in there, and it does not take long. And to answer your question, Chris, yes, you can come over and watch it because it's stupid cool. It's really, really cool. But it looks okay. I'll film it next time. I'll film it next time he does it. And look, I'm just going to say, I know we got some animal lovers out there, so I'm not going into any details. It doesn't look pleasant. It doesn't look pleasant. And I'll be honest, it's not as fast as I think it should be. It does take it. Now, he hammers it fast. He strikes it and coils it up. It's really fascinating how amazing hunters they are. But I really feel like the rat hangs on for quite a while, and it does not look fun at all. And now the anaconda one has me thinking that might be the worst way to go, especially if I'm eventually going to be swallowed whole. Yeah, that might be it. 877-377-4373. We'll get to some more emails in this, but first let's talk about you losing all your money. Because you have all your money in a 401k and IRA, and I'm glad you do. I'm glad you saved. That's very, very good. But these people are trying to destroy it, and they will destroy it. They're going to destroy the value of your dollar. They're going to blow up the stock market. God only knows what's going to happen to the dollar as the world's reserve currency. And then you've worked your entire life for something these people may disappear in a matter of a year. Do you have gold and silver as part of your IRA? As part of your 401k? Consider it a portfolio protection plan to make sure you don't lose it all. Do you have physical gold and silver in your hands? Oxford Gold can do all of these things for you, and they do them very easily. It's amazing how easy and laid back it is. Call them, 833-995-GOLD. Ask them about bonus opportunities you might be eligible for, too. Just tell them Jesse told you to call. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I feel like that song would have been fun to go and listen to in concert. I feel like that would have been a fun song. What, Chris? I wasn't talking about...
I'm sorry, Chris. I don't need the devil's lettuce to have a good time at a concert. That's you, Mr. Coming back to Mary Jane songs and things like that. Gosh. All right. Let's get to some emails. Don't forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Senator Rand Paul.
I'm telling you, I'm not letting anything pass unanimously. I'm blocking everything until you finally turn over some of these records on COVID.
At least somebody out there is trying to get us some answers. That is so freaking sad about Jamie Foxx, man. Stroke, blind, because he didn't want to get it, and the movie studio made him get it. Freaking terrible. All right, let's get to some emails. Buenos tardes, taco aficionado.
Buenos tardes.
Aficionado. Chris, that's Spanish for expert. I've lived in 10 different states in my lifetime, and I agree the tacos are hit and miss depending on the state. Believe it or not, the two states that had amazingly authentic tacos were Alaska and Hawaii. Both had numerous hole-in-the-wall taco shops run by Mexicans, and these were no habla English types. The only other place I've had tacos that equaled these were in Texas. And would you give some love to Mississippi? Best-kept red state secret out there. He said literally. That's not nice. His name's Kevin. I love Mississippi. I freaking love Mississippi. I've had so much fun in Mississippi. Underrated. The food in Mississippi is underrated. And Mississippi, you know something else for you people trying to move from blue to red? And you email and you say, Jesse, Florida's too expensive. Yes, Florida's too expensive because it's one big beach and the whole country already moved there. You don't have to move to Florida as much as I adore Florida. Mississippi's a gem and affordable. A really, really, really affordable place to live. Chris, I can see your ears perking up. You're not moving. Everyone knows you're not moving. The second I say affordable, it's like a siren song for Chris. He's immediate. They don't have bad barbecue. Mississippi barbecue is outstanding. Really, all Southern barbecue is outstanding for the most part. I do like barbecue. I'm not going to be accused of not liking barbecue. I said it's not as good as people who like it make it out to be. I can eat barbecue all day. All day I'll eat barbecue. I'm not scared to eat barbecue. You're scared to eat barbecue. That reminds me. I went to Bucky's the other day when we were picking the kids back up from camp. Bucky's is this huge gas station in Texas. I should clarify something. Every state, and you're all going to get mad at me in email or call in, but every state thinks they have a special grocery chain. Every single state without exception. And let me tell you, as someone who's lived in every state, not really, but who's lived in many of them and been all over, none of your grocery stores are more special than the other guy's grocery stores. I used to believe this too. And you go to Florida and you walk into a Publix, and Publix is awesome. It's an amazing grocery store. And you think to yourself, gosh, this is the greatest grocery store ever. But then you come to Texas and you see that Texas has HEB and they've got the same stuff that Publix has. And you go to California and they've got the same chains there. And then there's Piggly Wiggly here. And then there's Kroger here. Every place has amazing grocery stores. Every single place, because this is America, baby. And as we know here,
you know, freedom is not free.
But let me tell you something. And I'm not doing this I am Texas, hear me roar thing. I'm really, really not. You know, I don't do that. Texas has a gas station chain that is superior to your gas station chain. It is like nothing I can even describe to you. It's called Bucky's. Chris said it expanded outside of Texas. Where? Couple states? Okay. Apparently it's expanding. It's called Bucky's. It is, I don't even know if calling it a mini grocery store is appropriate enough. It is, Chris said they sell couches. Dude, they sell couches. They sell crawfish boil supplies. It's beyond belief. They have their own cooking station inside of Bucky's. And when I say their own cooking station, I don't mean the four taquitos, which are delicious, by the way, which have been slow roasting on the little roller for 4 days. I mean, they're making their own barbecue in-house. They're baking all their own baked goods in-house. They're a selection of jerky like you've never seen. But we stopped at Bucky's on the way home the other day, and they had for sale, I couldn't believe my eyes, it was like angels had come down from heaven. What, Chris? They had Philly cheesesteak burritos. Philly cheesesteak burritos. And I know what you're thinking right now. You're probably thinking the exact same thing I was thinking. This is going to suck. It's a gas station burrito. How good can it be? And they were telling you all this steak and onions and peppers, and they had jalapeno mayo in it and cheese in it. They made it sound so good. But I grabbed it because I wasn't that hungry, and I was taking the wife to dinner that night. So I grabbed it to just as a throwaway. Hey, I'll have a couple bites, and I'll throw it away. I had to make myself throw that thing away. That's one of the best things I've ever eaten in my entire life. It was incredible. Buc-ee's, baby. Dang, I love Buc-ee's. Jesse, do you think Don Jr. could throw his hat in the ring for 2028 or the 2034 presidential race? I hope so. I like Don Jr. I've always thought he was, to be frank, with all due respect to his dad, I thought Don Jr. was the most talented of any of them. I think Don Jr. is crazy talented. He's further to the right than any of them. Well, they're all to the right of Ivanka. He's to the right of his father. I don't think he's going to run. Look, we haven't talked about it. I know him a little bit. We have not talked about it. My impression of him, and this is an outside impression. I'm not giving you an inside impression. This is an outside impression. He's a huge outdoorsman. He lives and dies to go hunting and fishing. And I get the impression that he very much enjoys his life away from all that, not doing any of that. But I wish he would. I've always thought he was good. Frankly, I thought he should run this time. Kirk, Colorado, go.
My least favorite way to go would be by drowning from a herd of llamas spitting on me. Because not only is drowning really an unpleasant way to go, but then later, that's what people would remember me for.
I've thought about this a lot. Not the llama drowning and spit thing, but I've thought about this ways to die thing and how many embarrassing ways there would be, and people would remember you. It wouldn't matter what you did in your life. If you have this really embarrassing way you die, people would remember it. And you know what's crazy? I think about this sometimes when I eat food. I think about, okay, so I'm sitting here, I'm hammering some cheese balls. Let's say Chris and Michael aren't at work yet. What if I start choking on a cheese ball? What if I die by cheese ball? That wouldn't be a bad way to be remembered, but you understand what I mean. It doesn't matter how many world famous books I write at jessekellybook.com. I would be remembered as the guy who died by cheese ball. By the way, in reference to Mike's thing, which I never circled back on, the AC pins are real. These are not myths. These are real. You purchase two or more copies of the book, and you're one of the first 2,000 people to go to jessekellybook.com and fill out the form. It's right there. You get an AC pin. As far as the AC merch goes, yes, people have been dying for merch for years. I have to clarify something. I've had normal jobs and a normal life my entire life. I fell backwards into this. I am doing this virtually by accident, as you can probably tell by the professionalism of the show. I have never desired, and I don't desire now, and I know this is probably terrible. It's probably not something I should even say, but it's just you and me talking. I've never desired to have some media empire. And I realize people do, and that's fine. People have different ambitions. I don't need or want to be a billionaire. I'm not obsessed with money. I don't need to start my own. I've got my own production company and my own line of footwear and my own this and that. I want to do my radio show and TV show. I wrote one book. I don't know that I'll ever write another one. I go to Red Lobster when I want, and that's what I need in life, man. So when it comes to, you need to sell merch. I am going to get merch for you at some point. I swear to you, I am. I just don't sit around thinking up new ways to make money. That's just not how I do it. What, Chris? That's a good motivation to get my face spread out in more places. That's a good idea, but it's just not. Does that make sense? I just don't desire. Did that make sense, Chris? I just don't desire an empire. All right. All right. We're going to get to maybe one or two more of these calls. Then we have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to. I'm going to try to do an email roundup because we have Ask Dr. Jesse Friday coming tomorrow. Now, I don't need an empire, but Mike Lindell does need an empire because Mike Lindell deserves an empire for making it so we don't have to go to big box stores for things anymore. It used to just be the greatest pillow ever. Now, Mike Lindell keeps sinking a fortune into all this research for new things, from sheets to mattress toppers to friggin' dog beds to slippers to towel sets, and he keeps producing the best stuff out there. and at great prices, because he tells us when there's a clearance sale. And right now, there's six-piece towel set, all USA cotton, by the way. It's on sale for $25. It's normally $99.98. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square at the top, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544. Go get you some towels, all right? We'll be back to finish it off.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get out of here, we have a couple more animal calls, a couple emails. We have headlines I didn't get to. I do want to get to this email. I've been hanging on to this one. Joe, yo, my wife's grandfather was in charge of the P-51 Mustang's new supercharger development that allowed them to escort our B-17s all the way to Germany by increasing the fuel mileage. His name was Wilfred E. Johnson, and after the war, rose to be on President Johnson's Atomic Energy Commission. He was a mechanical engineer for GE and knew heat and compression flow was the logical choice to lead the development for the superchargers. Thought you might like that bit of trivia. Dude, that's sick. Wilfred E. Johnson. His name is Jim. How about that, man? That stuff is cool. We'll get to headlines in a second. Just a couple more of these. Natalie, New Mexico. What's the worst way to get killed by an animal?
Hey, Jesse. So I was thinking about this, and I personally think that the worst way to get killed is by disembowelment. So I have to go with the wild boar. I've seen some gnarly videos of wild boar goring people to death, and they tend to go for the soft underbelly.
Oh, she's right. I've seen this too. Did you know? Now, I know this takes place in Tennessee because my buddy who does it lives in Tennessee, but I'm sure it takes place in other parts of the South. There are dudes out there who are crazy enough, brave enough. I don't know how do we want to put this? We're talking 300-pound wild boars that will tear your guts out, as Natalie just elaborated. And these dudes will sit in a tree with a knife. A knife. Did I say a minigun? A knife. And they will jump out of the tree like Rambo and kill one of these hogs, or attempt to, before being killed by it. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Final one. Delaney, Mississippi, go.
Hi, Jesse. So I'm at the house and I listen to your show and I just turn and look at my dog and she's just giving me this little pouty face. I don't know, just looking at me. And I think, you know, I would expect to die with a boar or an anaconda or all these terrifying animals, but for you to have all this loyalty to your dog and then your dog just attack your face and eat it all, like, out of nowhere, I think that would be,
you know,
terrifying.
I didn't consider this angle, and of course a woman would consider this angle and I wouldn't. This is why you need a woman's intuition sometimes. I didn't consider the emotional angle of your own dog. It's true, the heartbreak of all of it. Yeah, the anaconda's ugly. The heartbreak of Muffy. Muffy, why are you eating my face, Muffy? That would suck. That would suck. All right, no more animal deaths. It's enough of that. Let's focus on your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, which you can email to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's focus on Joe Biden embarrassing himself, America, and the graduating class of the Air Force Academy.
By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly? You heard of them, haven't you? Three of them are women. So don't screw around, guys.
What does that mean? And again, his complete fabrications, he just makes up. It would be wild to be a liar like this. Now, everybody lies, sadly. I wish we didn't, but everybody lies. Think about your entire life being just you inventing stories out of thin air to appeal to whatever crowd you're talking to.
I was graduating from high school 300 years ago. I applied to the Naval Academy, and I was picked by the senator There's two ways senators can pick. You can pick.
No, he didn't. But actually, playing these sound bites of Biden reminded me, did you know that children are under attack in this country? Millions of children are being trafficked in this country. Trafficked and abused. And I need to clarify something. Something that I did not know. Yes, there are strangers that do it. Oftentimes, children are trafficked by people they know. Relatives they know. Friends. It's horrible. The average age is 14 years old. They entrap these kids online. They manipulate them. They pretend to be their friends. And soon these kids find themselves in horrible situations. I will work with the Acervo Project for a very long time, because the Acervo Project is not only getting these kids out, they're getting these perps, these disgusting pedos, and they're getting them thrown away for a very long time. They're tracking them down, and they're saving kids. The Acervo Project asks for $14 a month. But more importantly, if you're a child and you're being trafficked, or you think you know of a child being trafficked, they have a tip line, and you can do all this anonymously. I want you to go to theacervoproject.org. Theacervoproject.org. Acervo is spelled A-S-S-E-R-V-O. There. That's where your help is. Go get some help. They will help. Get some help, okay? You're not stuck there for life. They've heard it all. They will help you. For the rest of us, let's help them. $14 a month. Sign up to get it automatically. TheAcervoProject.org. Remember it.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in the male privilege of having kids whenever you want. Well, yeah, they can. Al Pacino is 83. He's about to have a baby with his 29-year-old girlfriend. And De Niro's 79, just had his seventh. And I'm all for big families, and I think that's just fine. My biggest problem with this is, why would you want a 29-year-old girlfriend when you're 83? What do you talk about? No, don't, Chris. I understand the visual reasons. I understand that at all. I've never understood that at all. Trading her in for a 20-year-old? 20-year-old women are annoying. Suspected Chinese spies disguised as tourists tried to infiltrate Alaskan military bases. Just a reminder that China has been extra, extra aggressive recently when it comes to our military bases and the spying. Remember the spy satellite? Remember we just talked about earlier this week them snubbing Secretary Austin when he wanted a meeting? Starting to get very, very concerned about how cold China is being with us. Smithsonian hosts drag show to showcase indigenous LGBTQIA plus community. Ah, yes. Ah, who can forget the gay Sue? Nets yawn at pro-abortion thug brutally assaulting two pro-life men. Oh, gosh. Bill Ackman calls on JP Morgan CEO Dimon, that's Jamie Dimon, to run for U.S. president. Please don't. We don't need that. There's only one thing we need. And that's your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Email them in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything and email them in now. We will have fun tomorrow, okay?
That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.